Well, that's been the Prince Automotive Halftime Report. I'm Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle, Chuck Lawrence, and Taylor Stubbs make up the Viking voice. Vikings lead at 24-7. We're getting ready to start the second half. Coffey will get the football to start the second half, Bill.
Wes, I was going to say, I want to thank our guys, our statisticians, for their hard work this first half. We were able to give you all the halftime reports. Thank you to Equipment Parts Supply. I'm sorry, for Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of live in-game stats. But that's their new title, statisticians.
Statisticians, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, and Taylor and TBT. He ain't listening to us.
He's ignoring you.
He just ignores us. We're going to set the kickoff. Gonzalez will kick off for our Vikings. He'll be kicking off toward the north end zone, waiting on Coffey to get out on the field. There they come. And while score is 24-7, Vikings lead. And, Bill, as we say every week, the most important possession of the ball game is what your opponent does with that ball the first time they get it in the third quarter. Back deep is number 19, Orlando Ingram. They have put him in the slot. They're going to let him return it. He's standing back about the five. Ball on the far hash mark as the official, as the umpire, turns our kicker loose. And the second half is underway. High and over end kick. It's taken over here on the 15 by number 38. He goes far side, gets to the 20, 25, and gets knocked down by Eric Hart at the 25, and he'll fall forward to the 26. And that is, I'm looking at Anthony Fussell on the return.
I tell you, that what we're trying to do is now position those kicks. We're not able to get them in the end zone, so let's put them into the corner over here. And that can lead you to, if you're not careful, a reverse by the receiving team. So you want to watch that.
10-yard return by Anthony Fussell. Ball just almost to the near hash mark right here in front of our press box. 11:53 to go, third quarter, just underway. Vikings leading 24-7. And here comes the Coffey Trojans, tied into our side of the field. McGovern slides under center. Winner five-man front. He gives it to the tailback, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get about 2-3 yards on the carry. That was number 14 on the carry. That is Simmons. And he'll pick up three. It'll be second and seven as the ball is out to the 28-yard line in the middle of the field. They send a receiver to the Coffey side of the field. Again, we're in that five-man front. McGovern under center. Again, gives it to Ingram around. He starts left, comes back right. He's across the 30 as it gets up about the 31. They might give him the 32-yard line, Bill. If it is, it's going to be third and three with 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and Vikings leading 24-7.
That was a close, good spot they gave him.
And he almost, when he cut back, he almost had that ball stripped from him. Didn't see who got their hand in there. It'll be third and seven at the 32. They've got to get just across the 35-yard line. We'll see what the Trojans. They bring a receiver near side. McGovern goes under center, keeps two backs in the backfield. Double tight end. And they give it right up the middle. They have the first down. As they get across the 35 up to the 36, no, they're going to give him all the way out to the 39-yard line. That's, again, it's Simmons on the carry.
So the Trojans get that first down. The Vikings were looking for something outside. Trojans able to find the hole up the middle, and they needed just a couple, picked up about five.
First down.
Seven.
First and 10 at the Trojan 39-yard line. 10-10 to go here in the third quarter for the Vikings leading 24-7. First possession of the third quarter for the Trojans. Again, send a receiver to the far side. McGovern gives it to Simmons. He gets across the 40, and they're just chipping away, Bill. They're hitting 2-3 yards. This time they get three on the carry. It'll be second and seven as they get up to the 42. Go ahead.
I was going to say that you're exactly right. That's all they're doing. They're faking the quarterback keep, and we've said all night long, the Vikings do that same thing. if we can, you know, break that quarterback outside, you've got to be careful.
9:32 to go in the third quarter. Vikings leading 24-7. Coffee football, though, with a second and seven. McGovern steps back, looks to throw. Nothing there. There comes a rush. And out of bounds. Pass complete on the far side over there
into
Ross. I mean, the pass was caught, but he was out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 9:21 to go here in the third quarter, making it third and seven.
That was a great defense by Kenny Moore over there on that side as he forced the receiver out of bounds.
And we got a good rush on the far side from Sam Washington. Ball on the far hash mark. Again, they send a receiver to the Visser side of the field. With a third and seven from the 42, McGovern for the Trojans under center. He gives it right up the middle. Oh, and look at there. He got absolutely half a yard.
Yeah, I'm trying to see who comes up off the bottom of that pile for
Vikings. I saw
D'Angelo Edmonds in there and number 70. You're exactly right. Chandler Sumlin in on the tackle.
And it'll be fourth and six as they get up to the 42-and-a-half-yard line. And that will force Coffey to punt. The quarterback, Keegan McGovern, drops back to punt. And back deep is Jordan Williams and Tyquan Lang standing about the Viking 20. 8:49 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 24-7. There's McGovern's punt for Coffey. High, 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 high punt. Drives Williams all the way back to the 11. He gets hit and brought down at the 12.
But he did a good job to go ahead and field that punt. Otherwise, that one might have been put us inside the five.
Who was in on the tackle, Bill? Number 42.
And we know that 42, Zach Moore, has been everywhere for the Coffee High Trojans tonight.
He's been that way for 3 years. I'm glad he's a senior this year. First and 10 for our Vikings at our 12-yard line.
Is it just 3 years? I think he's been here at least four. I think he was playing as a ninth grader, but I'm not sure.
Vikings, Alex Stevenson goes under center. Coffey in a four-man front. Bergman in motion towards the visitor side of the field. And we give it to Brown up the middle as he gets across the 15. He gets 3 yards. They're going to give him four, so it'll be second and six as he gets up to the 16-yard line.
Yeah, that was Tevin Orr on the carry from the fullback spot.
Tied in to their side of the field. Bergman on our side. Williams on the far side at wing back. Stevenson barking out the play at the line of scrimmage. Almost a five-man front. They're showing blitz for the Trojans. We give it to Bergman, and he gets hit in the backfield and lose a lot of yardage, Bill. He'll lose a lot of yardage as he gets tackled inside the 10.
Well, they overloaded the left side of our offensive line, or our right side of the offensive line, able to just outman and get in there, and that was a six-yard loss. That'll bring up third and 12 for the Vikings.
Back at our own 10-yard line. Four-man front. Now they walk linebackers up on the line of scrimmage. Linebackers, the middle linebackers are up tight as they bring their corners in tight. Now the safety, they keep the free safety back about the 18. Now they back out of it. Stevenson puts a man in motion, and he gives it to Williams. Williams spins as he gets across the 10. Was trying to get back to the 15, and he'll be just about a yard short. It'll end up being about fourth and eight, and will punt from the 14-yard line.
That was Caleb Beasley, number 37 for the Trojans, in there on the tackle. And that, as you said, brings up fourth and eight for the Vikings and puts them in a punt situation. Belcher has punted well tonight.
6:49 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 24-7. And it is Brandon Rowe for the Trojans standing back at I-45. Belcher for our Vikings standing on the goal line. There's a snap. There's a kick. High, high kick. Oh, drove him way back. Ball hits at the 40. And will take a Viking bounce down to the 37-yard line. That was a punt.
No return on the punt. And that was 49 yards by John Belcher.
Great punt by John Belcher to put the Trojans back at their 37-yard line. 6:27 to go third quarter. Vikings leading 24-7. Our Viking defense out on the field. And here come the Trojans. McGovern will slide under center as they send trips to the far side of the field. Nope, that was only twins. I'm sorry, just twins. McGovern drops back, pumps, looks, throws across the middle. Catch made for the first down. And that is by number nine, Brandon Rowe. And Rowe goes down at the 49.5-yard line of the Vikings. Bill, first down. Now they're inside our territory.
Well, they're right on the 50 is where they're marking the ball. They just got inside the zone. A 13-yard catch gets the first down, but it's in between the zone. We did a great job. We don't rush a lot on the quarterback because this quarterback is so mobile, so we don't get a lot of pressure on him. Gives him plenty of time and time for the receiver to get open underneath the first layer of that zone.
6:05 to go here, third quarter. Vikings leading 24-7. The Trojans with the football out at the 50. McGovern gives it to Ingram as he fights his way down to the 45, to the 44-yard line. He'll get 6 yards as they get down to the Vikings' 46-yard line. And they're just now they're moving the ball, but burning some clock.
Well, both teams predominantly wing T, and this game is moving along. 9:38 here, local time.
Elijah Curtis in at linebacker now, replacing Nathan Brantley. Receiver to the far side for the Trojans. We're in a five-man front. Our Vikings
ball's
on the ground. They pick it up, start right. It gets hit. McGovern, the quarterback, gets hit as he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he'll get a yard or so. So it's going to be in about third, Bill, and a long two or third and three.
Yeah, the ball, good heads-up play by McGovern. Sees the ball on the ground, picks it up, doesn't just fall on it, be able to turn out, come over to the right side, and as you said, get positive yards.
Which was great because if it went left, it had actually lost yardage. So it's third and three at the Viking 43-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. 4:44 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 24-7. Trojans going from left to right on your radio dial. Our Vikings in a five-man front. McGovern slides under center. Takes a snap. Drops back to pass. Nothing there. Starts to rush, and he gets tackled from behind. And he'll go down at the 45.
D'Angelo Edmonds, they look like it will be a sack. They're going to mark him at the 45, so that'll be a loss of a yard. First sack tonight by the Vikings.
It'll be fourth and five. Now, what will Coach Pruitt do as we head toward the four-minute mark of the third quarter?
D'Angelo Edmonds, one of Taylor Biddle's impact players of tonight's game.
Bill, I think they're going to go for it.
Down 21, yes.
Bring a receiver to the near side. Put a man in the slot.
17.
McGovern under center. They move. No flag. Oh, there's a whistle.
There was
now,
the flag, yeah.
Now they'll back them up. Now I bet they punt.
I said down 21. I'm sorry. I'm only work at a bank. I'm sorry.
Now they're going to come in and punt. Is that a legal procedure? Their back moved forward. He actually went forward toward the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped.
Well, they actually, what it turned out, too, not only did he move forward, you had a lineman move at the same time, so you had two people moving.
So it'll be fourth and 10. We send Tyquan and Williams back for the Vikings as McGovern goes back to punt, standing about the Trojan 36. 3:44 to go here in the third. This has been a quick third quarter. Vikings leading 24-7. Waiting on the snap. There it is. McGovern picks it up off the turf. High, high kick. Tyquan signals fair catch, and he makes it at the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for our Vikings with 3:31 to go here in the third quarter, leading 24-7.
And it's just been back and forth here in the third quarter. As you said, it's gone by quickly. 3:31 left, and we've just been back and forth. Nobody's really made any strides getting down the field. I thought Coffee looked like they were starting to get some momentum, and they fall out. That's a 35-yard punt. Fair caught by Tyquan Lang.
Stevenson looks to the sidelines, gets the play from Danny Redshaw. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. We look at the gap on our tight ends as we split our tight ends. Coffee in the three-man front. We give it to Lang around the right side. He turns it upfield, and Tyquan is going to be close to the first down as they run him out of bounds. Somewhere around the 25-yard line.
Tyquan went hard into the wall over there, but he seems to be up and going okay. And they're not going to give him the first down. They say he ran out of bounds after about a 9-yard gain.
It'll be second and one. They'll set it down on the far hash mark with 3:26 to go in the third. Vikings leading 24-7.
And with the ball, Vikings trying to drive here.
Bergman at one wing back, Tyquan at the other, and Tevin Brown at the fullback. Coffey goes back to a four-man front when we go back to that Eagle offense. Linebacker up in the line. Now they back out. Looked like they were going blitz. Now they back out. Bergman in motion. We give it to Bergman. He cuts inside one man, two. Gets to the corner. He's across the 25, the 30. The 35, the 40. Turns it upfield. They run him out of bounds at the 46-yard line of our Vikings.
Nick Bergman has played since last week like a man on fire. He just jumped over, got the corner, 22 yards on the game, and when he hit the corner, he turned on the Jets.
Out to our 46-yard line with 3:19 to go here in the third, leading 24-7. Ball on the near hash mark. They're showing linebacker up in the line. Now he jumps off. Now they trade out. Again, Bergman in motion. We give it to Bergman again. He jumps over one man, throws across the 50, still on his feet at the 45, the 40, and they say they run him out of bounds. Bill down at the 36-yard line. Another first down for the Iceberg, Nick Bergman.
Nick Bergman again hurtled as he went through the line of scrimmage. And Nick Bergman has just played tremendously. 18 yards. So he's backed up a 22-yard run and an 18-yard run.
Stevenson runs to the sidelines against the play. We're still, now we send double tight end to the far side of the field. Coffey in that four-man front, five-man now, laying in motion towards that side, and there's a whistle and a flag. And we've got illegal procedure against our Vikings.
2 moves.
We'll back it up. So instead of first and 10 at the 36, it'll be first and 10 at the 41.
Tyquan Lang's moving in motion in the back. Behind, over there to the other side, lean forward all at the same time. So you had the two in motion.
3:10 to go in the third quarter. Vikings leading 24-7. That's our first penalty of the night for 5 yards. How about that? Stevenson with a ball on the near hash mark. Our Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Looking at that Coffey defense. 6-7 man front. Bergman in motion, gives it to Bergman again. Behind his blockers, they hit him as he crosses the 40, and he fights his way down to the 38-yard line. Bill, he'll get three of those 15 yards back, and there's a flag.
And I think number 42 for the Coffey High Trojans is who this call may be on. They're going to send him to the sidelines, as a matter of fact. Zach Moore.
That's there. And that is an all-state linebacker that just goes to the sidelines for the Trojans.
Lost his cool. I mean, all we can see is just immediately they threw the flag.
I didn't see what happened. I was watching the sidelines.
Well, we'll see if Marty's got any information for us.
That was an unsportsmanlike conduct against Zach Moore, impact player for their defense, and he has been ejected. He is gone.
Ooh, that will hurt him. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts of fly. Player spotlight and the commercial banking company sideline update.
And that is when a high school player is ejected, they not only miss the remainder of this game, they are ineligible for the next game.
And the next game will be against Colquitt. They take that ball all the way down to the 23-yard line. Marty, did you see what caused him to be ejected?
Did not, West. I missed it. I'm trying to get an idea from the officials here. Hold on, they're coming over now.
We'll come back to Marty and get another commercial banking company update in just a moment.
Nothing, guys. They didn't say anything to us. Know what caused it.
Stevenson slides under center as we are in the Eagle offense. Amon Brown in at fullback. Lang in motion. And he barks a hard count as Lang starts and stops and come back. Like he's maybe trying to draw him off sides. First and 10 at their 23. Again, Lang in motion. We'll give it on the counter to Williams as he gets back to the original line of scrimmage and about a yard, maybe two, Bill.
They're going to give him the 21, so you're right, a two-yard gain.
Second and eight from the 21 with 2:22 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 24-7. And clock is ticking. We are at the two-minute mark. Stevenson slides under center. He'll take the snap from Brandon Rowe, one of our Sons of Thunder. Gives it to Williams around the left side. He's got a hole as he gets by one man still on his feet. Fights his way down to the 10. There's a flag. I think we're going to have a face mask because that's what it looked like. And if that's the case, it'll be half the distance once they step out and tell us what it is. And the official steps over, turns towards the press box, and he does signal face mask. So Bill will mark off half the distance, and they'll take it down to the five-yard line, where it'll be first and goal for our Vikings with a minute 52 to go here in the third quarter. No, Bill, they mark it down at the four, I'm sorry. So it's first and goal from the four with a minute 52 to go, and Vikings leading 24-7. Our second possession of the third quarter with a minute 52 to go here in the third. 24-7, the Vikings lead. Stevenson under center. Got Williams in motion. Gives it to Amon Brown. Amon Brown jumps hard in there, and he gets down to about the two. So it'll be second and goal from the two. Minute 36 to go here in the third. Colquitt leads Brunswick 30-20. Valdosta over Tift, 42-7.
Vikings was second in goal now. Vikings lead 24-7 here over the Coffee High Trojans. We're a minute and 15.
Seth Carlo in now, the junior quarterback. He's in. Takes a snap. Gives it to Brown. Brown looking for a hole. Gets away from one man. Tackled. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Bill, it'll be third and goal from there.
Well, Amon, as he tried to go up the middle, he tried to bounce it outside. When he did, the defense for Coffee able to come around.
I'm laughing because our senior son of Thunder, Tyler Altman, kept his hands by his side, but he wasn't taking no flack from nobody down there on the field just then.
Stevenson back in at quarterback now for the Vikings.
Brown comes out. Amon Brown comes out, and Kevin Brown comes back in. Lang at the wingback spot. They give it to Lang looking for a hole, and
did he get in? They say maybe not.
I'm waiting for the officials to come in and look. Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Tyquan Lang.
Number four on the night. He's got the double deuce. Vikings lead at 30-7 with 23 seconds to go here in the third. And here comes the swinging gate over. Seth Carlo to snap. Luke Marshall checks to hold. Gonzalez to kick. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter, Vikings lead at 31-7. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead 31-7, 23 seconds to go in the third. And Gonzalez set to kick off for our Vikings. Ingram back deep along with Anthony Fussell for the Trojans. And a kick towards Anthony Fussell, who takes the kick at the 14. He's across the 15, heads to the far side of the field, tries to cut inside. We miss him, but we bring him down at the 20-yard line.
The X-Man, Xavier Crawford, in on the tackle.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle and the Page Heating and Air live in-game stat drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 9 plays, went 85 yards, 2 minutes and 58 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 2-yard touchdown run by Tyquan Lang. His fourth TD of the night. Vikings lead 31-7 with 15 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
And it'll be Trojan football at their 20-yard line. Here comes Keegan McGovern as he brings the Trojans out on the field. They split their receivers, one far side, one near side. Pro set, tied into the far side. We're in a five-man front. And they give it to Ingram around the left side. He's still on his feet. As he gets the first down, as he crosses the 30, after the 35, he had stumbled back at the 30, regained his feet, and I thought he was off to the races till Larry Hart stepped up and grabbed him by the ankle.
No, that was 24, Kenny Moore, that finally made the tackle.
6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 31-7. First and 10, Trojans out to the 36-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. And that's the end of the third quarter. Vikings lead at 31-7. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Bill.
Yeah.
Y'all are breaking up on me real bad. I don't know what the deal is. I changed batteries. I just changed batteries.
Okay.
It's still doing it. I changed batteries actually right before the half, thinking that might make it better, but it's still pretty bad.
All right. No, this is his antenna. We got to get it.
I had to hook it in my pocket of my coat to get the antenna outside. That still ain't working.
All right. We'll keep working on it. I need it. See, I'm waiting on the other cord to bring it out here. It's still attached to the machine. You're fine. It's not falling. We're good. Hey, Marty.
Back here as we start the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 31-7. I'm Wes James, along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Chuck Lawrence, and Taylor Stubbs. McGovern for the Coffee Trojans drops back, looks to pass. We rush him, got a hand on him. Oh, and down it goes.
And that is number 70, Chandler Sumlin, with a huge sack for the Loudoun Vikings.
I think it's going to be about a 10-yard loss. It'll be second and 20 back to the 26-yard line.
Exactly a 10-yard loss.
11:30 to go here.
Flag comes throwing out here by the umpire. Hold on.
And they're going to call what?
Personal foul, I'm hearing over here, or unsportsmanlike. Let's see.
And the umpire comes to the sideline.
Dead ball foul, personal foul, against the Vikings. We'll see if we can't get Marty to get us heads up what that call might be. I see him hustling down there.
Now I'll say this. The man who made the call, for what it's worth, a very good former college official.
Guys, they got us for toning a little bit, I think, here. We just a little after the play, a little excitement, and got a little carried away.
So after the sack, they got us for an unsportsmanlike. He called personal foul, but then he changed it, and it's unsportsmanlike. Nonetheless, still a 15-yard penalty. It's second down and 5 now after the 10-yard loss on the sack.
And 15 off.
Right.
McGovern in the shotgun. Puts a man in motion. He'll have trip receivers to the near side. And what do we get? They stop the clock.
Coach Pruitt, does he call a timeout?
And yes, he does. We'll take a 30-second break with the Vikings leading 31-7 with 11:33 to go in the ballgame. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, 11:33 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 31-7. We had a second and 20, but then a taunting penalty on our Vikings. Coaches didn't, I mean, they weren't upset with the officials, but one of our coaches was very upset with the player who did that. So now it's second and 5. McGovern for the Trojans will slide under center. Tight end on both sides. He's got a tight end on either side. Single receiver to the far side. That's Santori Long. Ingram in the backfield along with Sears. There's a snap. Goes to Ingram around the right side. Looks for a hole. Cuts inside. And we meet him at the line of scrimmage. Now they're going to give him a yard, Bill. Instead of second and 5, it'll be third and 4.
Well, there was a host of Vikings in on that tackle. I can't really say who got it. D'Angelo Edmonds was there. Trey Jackson was there. Nick Hart was there.
Bill, I think it was Trey that got there first. He came out of there so excited. I think it was definitely him that hit him first. Trey, just we haven't said enough about him tonight. He's played exceptional tonight. He's hit that run up the middle. He's been right there almost every time. So good job there by Trey Jackson.
Thank you, Marty, for that commercial banking sideline update. Third and 4. The ball out at the 43-yard line. Man in motion to give him trip receivers. Little bubble screen, fake, hand draw. The other way, they'll get the first down. They put a man in motion towards us. The quarterback faked the pass, handed off to Ingram going back against the grain. He'll get across the 45, the 50, down to our 48-yard line. We'll have a first down. Very good call because they caught us pursuing to the other side.
Yeah, they did. It was a little, almost a Statue of Liberty kind of play.
Cochran County 37, Brunswick 20, and they start to open up that lead. And Valdosta leads tipped 42-7. First and 10 in our 48-yard line. There comes that big tight end that made a big catch for him. Ball's on the ground. McGovern picks it up, and he'll squirt forward for about a yard, Bill.
Yeah, so the Trojans have put the ball on the carpet a couple of times, but they've been able to recover it other than one time there. But and it's in the center quarterback exchange where the mistakes are happening for the Trojans.
Second and nine. 9:50 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 31-7. Trojans going from right to left on your radio dial. As we told you earlier in the pregame, a win here guarantees the Vikings at least the number three seed in the playoffs. We're in a five-man front. McGovern slides under center for the Trojans. Takes a snap, keeps it, cuts up field, pitches out at the last minute. That's to Ingram, and we'll run him out of bounds down around our 40.
So a little bit of option football right now.
And tell you what, McGovern does that so well, especially to the short side of the field. And it will be third and four with 9:24 to go in the ballgame. Vikings leading 31-7.
He ran out of bounds, so it stops the clock.
Ball on the far side of the field. I want to remind everybody the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. You can listen to it on 99.5 Kicks Country. More importantly, you need to come out. Join us. Get there early to get a seat. Two receivers near side. McGovern under center for the Trojans. Half quarterback draw to Santori Long. Up the middle, he has the first down as he gets across the 40, down to the 35, all the way down to the 31-yard line, Bill.
And I tell you, they've played that play to perfection on that delayed draw, and the Vikings trying to over-pursue in some cases, and they're able to pick up big chunks of yardage with that play.
They have it down to that was a 9-yard run. It'll be first and 10 from the 31 and the half-yard line. We're having 60, 70 people at the coaches show on Tuesday nights.
I think we had close to maybe even over 100 last week.
So you'll want to get there early, get you a seat. It's a great place. Great deal to eat for less than $10. All right, McGovern for the Trojans. Splits his receivers, one far side, one near side. Two backs in the backfield. Under center, takes the ball, drops back, looking, flags down. And we tackling for a loss back at the 36-yard line, Bill.
And for the Vikings, that was number 38, Dante Robinson, in on the tackle for the Vikings, but there is a flag on the field.
Now, here's your question. It's either going to be first and 15 or second and 14.
Second and 14, all day long.
I'd do that, too.
You mentioned about going to the Holiday Inn, but you weren't here this week. But Marty and Taylor and I took some time, went over to Crystal River Seafood. We had a great time Wednesday over there with those guys, and great food as always.
With Brad and Chris and all the customer service technicians, I missed it. I was down in Florida where there's some working where there's some great seafood, but I sure missed being there with you guys. And missed being there with you when y'all went to Chick-fil-A yesterday.
That's it.
Lunch was wonderful, guys, but just getting back to the game, I do want to mention one thing. Tyquan Lang played so well tonight. He's actually gotten a rest on this drive, and Jamacy Wright's in there. And on that last play, that sack was more of a cover sack than anything. Brandon Roberts, Jamacy Wright, they both played great on that play and had their man covered.
Thank you, Marty Rogers. Our eyes and ears on the side. A twin receiver to the near side. McGovern for the Trojans drops back, looks, throws a little comeback bubble screen. Oh, and number nine. That is Brandon Rowe. Bill, he took a hit.
By Dante Robinson again.
At the 34-yard line.
Dante Robinson for the Vikings just met him in midair. And there's an old saying in football, when you leave your feet, generally good things don't happen.
And when you see the head football coach go down and fist bump your defensive coordinator. It's a good play because it picked up about a yard. 7:42 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 31-7. It is third and 12 now as the Trojans send a receiver to the far side of the field. McGovern slides under center, looking at that five-man front of the Vikings. He drops straight back in the pocket, way downfield, and knocked away by Brandon Roberts. Even if it had been caught, it would have been out of bounds. And it looked, I thought we had an injured Coffee player, and we do.
Number 19, Orlando
Ingram.
He's getting up and walking out, though.
Nope, he's headed back toward, they call him to the sideline. Bill, it'll be fourth and 12 with seven. That stops the clock with 7:24 to go here in the ballgame. The Vikings leading 31-7. Ross, the receiver, is at the far side. He never came to the huddle. Sears at fullback, and they bring Tyree Polk, a great basketball player we know of, Bill, out here. They come back, pitch it to Polk, halfback pass way downfield, got a man open, and makes the catch at the two-yard line.
Brandon Roberts was down there, had recovered because the ball hung up in the air, but then he lost his feet again and mistimed his jump.
It was, a end-around reverse with a pass off of it. And it'll be first and goal, a 33-yard pass play from Tyree Polk. I believe that was to Ross. It'll be first and goal, Trojans down at the one-yard line. 7:07 to go, clock ticking here in the ball in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 31-7. McGovern takes a snap, quarterback sneak, and they say he's in. Touchdown, Trojans.
Trojans get in there on a little one-yard quarterback keeper, and that'll bring the score 31-13, awaiting the extra point.
Chambers to attempt the extra point. This could make it 31-14. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. 6:56 to go in the ball game. Vikings lead at 31-14. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at Martin Stadium, Trojans scored to cut the lead to 31-14 with 6:56 to go in the ball game. Chambers sets the kick off. We're expecting an onside kick. Now, new high school rules is. And what are we doing? We've got a timeout. Our Vikings, let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. I'm back here at Martin Stadium. 6:56 to go in this ball game. Vikings leading 31-14. Let's go to Taylor Biddle and the Page Heating and Air live in-game stat drive recap.
Last drive for Coffee with 12 plays, 79 yards. Took two different quarters, 5 minutes and 27 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a one-yard touchdown run. Quarterback sneak by Keegan McGovern. Vikings lead 31-14 with 6 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the ballgame.
Both teams still have two timeouts. And I'm expecting an onside kick from Chambers the way they have lined up. Now, new rules this year. The kicking team cannot block until the ball's gone 10 yards. Now, if they get run into by a player before then, that's a different story, but they cannot initiate the contact. Nope. High pooch kick taken by Bergman at the 26, and he'll get, at the 24, and he'll get maybe to the 26, Bill.
Yeah, and just a good play. He put it back there where there really wasn't anybody. Nick Bergman had to get over there, cover it, and downs the ball where the Vikings will have it first down and 10 with 6:52 left in the ballgame.
At our own 26-yard line, Stevenson, the senior, brings them out with Bergman and Williams at the wingback. Williams wingback on our side, and Tevin Orr, the fullback, looking at a five-man front. Trojans now make it a six-man front. and we give it to Bergman. Bergman hits the line of scrimmage across the 30, 35, stays on his feet. We've got a flag from the umpire, and we're going to have a holding at the 31-yard line.
Most likely from where that was thrown and into that line of scrimmage, I'll go with that, probably will be a hold. Bergman had a great run. It would have been about 10 or 11 yards.
And that's what it is holding, and they'll mark it off. I once again want to remind everybody the Lounge High Coaches Show at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on Hill Avenue Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. You'll want to be there about 6:30 at the latest to get yourself a good seat. Coach Mack and I will sit down at 7 o'clock and talk about this one and the upcoming ball game as we travel to Brody Field to take on the Tift Blue Devils,
who lost
42-7 to Valdosta. Now the clock starts running. Stevenson splits his tight ends.
You mentioned earlier the big gaps our tight ends have between them and the tackles, but we also have been running some big gaps between the center and guard on occasion.
Five-man front. Now the linebackers walk up in the line of scrimmage. We give it to Nick Bergman. He gets across the 25 up to the 26. He'll get us, Bill, about five of those yards back, so it'll be second and about 10 back at the 26-yard line.
Clock continues to run. 6:07 left in the ball game.
Vikings leading 31-14. Big band competition tomorrow for our Vikings.
Say something about Chick-fil-A in just a little while, too. They've got something going on tomorrow night. It's called Mother-Son Date Night.
Stevenson with those double tight ends, Eagle offense. Bergman in motion, pitches out to Bergman, cuts inside one man. They hit him, and Bergman might not have got back to the line of scrimmage, Bill.
I think he got right at the line of scrimmage. No gain at all, but the toss pitch was a little high, a little slow, and they had to wait on it to get to him. That'll bring up third down now for the Vikings.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 5:18 to go. We really would like to get a first down here to keep this clock running. And Trojans have cut it close enough for me. They're showing blitz off the right side now, blitz off the near side. There they come. Stevenson runs away from it and throws a pick. Gets intercepted at the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Trojans.
And this is quiet up here in the press box as the Trojans get an interception, return it for 6, and the score now is 31-20, awaiting the extra point.
Extra point can cut it to 10 points. They'll set it down on the 3-yard line.
And 4:52 left in this ball
game. There comes Chambers out to attempt the extra point. He'll set it down on the 10. Fans have left the stadium. They're missing something right here. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. 4:52 to go in the ball game. Trojans has cut it to 10, 31-21. We'll be back after the 60-second break. All righty, folks. Coffee has just cut it to 10, 31-21 with 4:52 to go in the ball game. They're lined up. They set the ball on the near hash mark. Last time they pooch kicked it, we sent Taekwon back a little bit. We got Bergman to the far side. Let's see what Chambers does. Now they go, and there's a flag
offside,
down.
Offside on
now
the kick.
It was an onside kick. Coffee had to wait for it to go 10 yards. And over on the far side, number 36, that is Tevin Orr, fielded the ball. But there was a flag. They were offside, so we'll back them up and make them kick it again. So we kind of got an idea of what they did.
Now he's going to go back and place it on the other hash mark.
And let's see what he does. The coach is telling the guys, move up.
Can't 31-21, Vikings holding on to a 10-point lead here.
We've got Williams and Bergman back deep. Let's see where Chambers tries to do this time. Got Brown and Moore and Lang over here, along with the good hands of Brian Bell. He does it again. Ball bounces. And right there, Jamacy Wright fields it. And we'll have it first and 10 at the Coffee 47-yard line. Jamacy Wright did just what he was supposed to do. That ball bounced. He hit him in the chest, wrapped his arms around it, didn't try to return it, went straight to the ground. 4:50 to go in the ball game. Coffee has cut it to 10. We had them 31-7. They've cut it to 31-21. And Stevenson will bring the Vikings back out on the field. We go heavy left. That means we've got two tight ends on one side of the field. That's on the left side, Coffee side of the field. Stevenson hollers out the play. Slides under center. Going to take that snap from Brandon Rowe. Gives it to Bergman. Bergman behind the Sons of Thunder. Get it back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard, as the Trojan defense, for whatever reason, has decided here to get really, really tough, Bill, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they have. They've met our running backs at the line of scrimmage. They did give him 1 yard on the carry. The clock continues to run, 4:26, as the Vikings are trying to run some clock out of here.
Second and 9 at the Coffee 46-yard line. Stevenson for the Vikings. Barking out the play again as the Trojans bring linebackers and corners up on the line of scrimmage. Now they back off. We give it to Orr right up the middle, and Tevin Orr will get to the 45. He'll get a yard and no more. Bill, it's going to be 3rd and 8.
And as you said, the Coffee High Trojans have come to play defense here in the fourth quarter. And fired up by their offense getting a touchdown. They got an interception and a touchdown. We talked earlier about offense feeding off defense and vice versa. And the Coffee High Trojans, the momentum has swung to that side now.
3:35 to go in the ball game. Our Vikings continue to lead by 10, 31-21. Stevenson under center. Gives it to Lang around the right side. Taquan looking for a hole. Gets hit. Pushes one man out of the way. But he'll be down to about the 41-yard line, where Bill is going to be fourth and about 3 or 4 from there. The clock stops.
And
timeout.
Timeout Coffee.
Let's take a 30-second break with 3:12 to go in the ballgame. And Vikings leading 31-21. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead it 31-21 with 3:12 to go in this hard-fought contest with these Coffee Trojans under new head coach Robbie Pruitt from Fitzgerald. It will be 4th and 4. We're going to punt. John Belcher standing back at our 45, and they send Brandon Rowe, back to the 10-yard line. Officials are talking, making sure of timeouts. Coffee has 1 left. We have 2. They'll rush 7. Now 8. Belcher, high, nice high kick. Rowe's going to let it hit at the 10. Oh, it got into the end zone before we could get there. So they'll bring it back, touchback. They'll bring it back out to the 20, where it will be 1st and 10, the Trojans, with 3:00 at the 20-yard line, with 3:04 to go in this ball game, and our Vikings leading 31-21.
Well, the thing that Coffee has demonstrated is that they can pass the ball. Coffee tonight so far is 8 of 16 for 107 yards. And they're going to try and use as little clock as possible, get themselves down the field, and they have an opportunity to do that with the passing option that they have.
That's McGovern in the shotgun for the Trojans. He's got trips to the far side and twins to the near side, empty backfield, as we've got a 4-man front. McGovern drops back, looks, pump starts to run. We come after him, throws the ball away, and Nope, they say there was a receiver. The official, the referee, was reaching in his pocket for the flag, rolled around, took a look upfield, looked at a side judge. They said, yeah, there was a guy in the general area, so no intentional grounding. 2:59 to go now. It'll be second and 10.
Good rush by the Viking defense that time.
A great pass coverage by our DBs. Ingram, same formation. Trips to Coffee side of the field, twins to Ayers. Empty backfield. Four-man rush. There's a snap. Quick pass over the middle and knocked away. Trey Jackson tipped the ball. It was intended for number 38. I believe that is Anthony Fussell, but Trey Jackson tipped it away. It'll be third and 10.
Good rush by our Viking defense, number 45, Zach Copeland, and looks like 65, D'Angelo Edmonds, one of our impact players today, has just had a phenomenal game from that nose tackle spot.
Again, trip to the far side, twins near side, McGovern in the shotgun for the Trojans. Looks like he might have changed the play at the line of scrimmage. He does. Signals something with his left hand. Takes a snap. Again, drops straight back. Little bubble screen coming back. That would be to number nine, Ryan Brandon Rowe. This time it did not work as he ran into the teeth of that Viking defense, and they'll lose yardage back to the 16-yard line.
They had the great defense on that bubble screen that time. The clock will continue to run on the complete pass. 2:34 the clock runs, and that'll bring up fourth down and about 14 for the Coffee High Trojans.
And they'll try. They'll go for it again. McGovern. Again, changes the play. Now they slide Rowe out, way out towards our side of the field. And official comes in.
There's a
our
whistle.
Band. Our band is too loud.
Both bands have been playing nonstop.
And they have been going at it nonstop. Now they'll stop them. 2:11 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading by 10, 31-21. And the fans that have remained here at Martin Stadium are going to get a little loud. To go. Vikings leading 31-21 here in the fourth quarter. We already got a final from Tifton. Valdosta beat Tift 42-7. All right. McGovern. And they call timeout. That's the end. That's their last timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, folks. It don't get no better than this. Vikings leading 31-21, 2:03 to go. It's 4th and 13. Coffee's going to go for it back at their own 17-yard line, trailing by 10. McGovern slides under center. We go back to a five-man front. Two receivers far side. He drops straight back. There comes a rush. Way downfield. Catch made for the first down by Brandon Rowe. Out at the 40, 35-yard line, Bill.
So a great fourth down conversion by the Coffee High Trojans. As number nine for them, that is Brandon Rowe, just got in between the zones, set down, waited on the pass. Nice throw by Keegan McGovern.
First and 10 with a minute 56 to go. Vikings leading 31-21. McGovern goes under center for the Trojans. Drops back. Looks. Pulls it and tries to throw out in the flat. And just as Santori Long reached up and touched the ball, number 19, Jamacy Wright, came in. Not a hard lick, but just enough to throw him off balance so he couldn't make the catch.
The clock will stop on the incomplete pass now with a minute and 42 seconds left in the ballgame. Vikings leading 31-21.
Second and 10 out at the Coffee 35-yard line.
Coffee out of timeouts. They called their final timeout this last time on that fourth down and 13 that they converted.
Vikings can hold. If the Vikings can hold on here, they will clinch that number three spot in the region playoff situation. McGovern for Trojan. He drops straight back, throws across the middle, and throws behind Ross. Ross, I think it was intended for Ross, and Ross just never looked back, and it was pass, and the pass went in behind him.
Yeah.
Stops the clock with a minute 38 to go.
Ross and Brandon Rowe ran a crossing pattern. It was almost a pick, if you will, as they came down the field. And 82, Ross was on a dead heat go, and just could not get it to him. That'll bring up third down and 10 with the clock stopped at a minute 38 left in the ball game.
And the ball at the 35-yard line. It'll be third and 10.
Coffey trying to get this first down.
And they bring Long and Ingram out to our side of the field. Again, McGovern looks and just throws the ball down on in the ground. What happened?
There was a stop of the clock. Let's see. Did we call timeout? Yes.
We called timeout before the snap. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, here we go. Minute 36 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 31-21. Coffee Trojan football at the far hash mark going from right to left on your radio dial. It is a third and 10. We had them on a fourth and 13, and they converted. They started on the 21. Trips to the near side. Twins to the far side. McGovern in the shotgun, and here comes the flag. What do we got?
I mean, we ran a player off. I mean, why did we throw the flag now? It's going to be illegal participation, not participation.
Illegal
but,
substitution.
But he was running off before the ball was even put into attempted to play. No,
no
waved
flag.
It off. He was completely off the field.
They waved it off. Well, he's used to being a referee. He was a referee in college. So he's used to doing it. The umpire. There goes McGovern. Drops back. Look. Those way downfield. Got Brandon Rowe open. Makes the catch at our 30-yard line. While we did not even think the ball was going to be snapped. They snapped it. A great throw from McGovern to Brandon Rowe. And they've got it down. Bell, they're going to mark it down to the 27-yard line.
A 38-yard pass, and that gets them in Viking territory. 1 minute, 30 seconds. The clock runs now.
Trips to the near side. Twins to Coffee side of the field. McGovern in the shotgun for the Trojans. He takes the snap. Steps in the pocket, starts to pulls it down, starts to run, fakes it. Trying to find something. Nothing there. Gets by one man. He runs out of bounds, Bill, at the 15-yard line. Stops the clock with a minute 13 to go.
Yeah, that running out of bounds gets the first down. Trying to fake the throw down the field. He was beyond the line of scrimmage, but your defense bites on that just a little bit, enough that he picks up the first down, and it's first and 10 now from the 15.
Bill, more importantly, it stops the clock for the Trojans.
They bring in that big tight end again. The Trojans do, and they
number 97, and we don't have him on our roster. And they bring him to the left side of the field. They split their receivers. They have two tight ends as McGovern slides under center.
There
he
goes.
Rolls right, looks. They throw it to number 10. That is C.J. Johnson. Now the clock's still going to continue to run. We're at the one-minute mark to go in the ball game, leading 31-21. It's going to be second and 10, the ball at the 10-yard line. Second and five. And the ball's on the ground, and
that wasn't a false start. I thought the center snapped. Ooh, that was not. I don't think he even got it up into his hand to spike it, but they give him the spike. I think that the center never got the snap up.
So they're talking about it. No,
there's
flag's
a flag.
On the
there is a flag. That would be a false start. Now, in some high school, college pros, you get a lot of misconfusion. But inside of this, is that a 10-second runoff?
No, sir. What will happen, though, they'll mark off 5 yards. When they signal ready for play, the clock starts. The clock was running before the penalty.
Intentional grounding. Loss of down.
Ah.
Interesting call.
Very interesting call.
Guys, they called a fumble, but then they said he picked it up and spiked it, and they said they called that intentional grounding because he had to take it directly from the center and spike it.
Absolutely. I got you.
So we get the penalty and the loss of down.
Thank you for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update, Marty. Clock's not running, and it should be. It's third and 11. They throw it towards the end zone.
Out of bounds.
So it'll be fourth and 11.
He had made the catch, but it was out of bounds. I'm like you. I really thought that after that they should have started the clock.
Well, no, it's an incomplete pass.
Very good.
Fourth down now. Pass. When the intentional grounding would have been an incomplete pass, so it would not have started.
So a fourth down now for the Trojans. It is fourth and 11.
They've got to get down to our five for a first down. 48 seconds to go in the ball game, and we're leading by, Vikings are leading by 10, 31-21. Ball on the 16-yard line. Far hash mark. McGovern, Keegan McGovern for the Trojans. We'll go under center. We're in a five-man front. Takes the snap. Drops back. Rolls right. Looks towards the end. Throws back. Got a man wide open at the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Coffee. They come back. He rolled right. Orlando Ingram come out of the backfield. Nobody picked him up. He was wide open. Bill at the 15. Threw over there. He just walked into the end zone untouched. And Coffey's now cut it to 31-27 with 41 seconds to go. They can come within four if they make the extra point. We jump.
As they're trying to go for two.
41 seconds to go. They can cut it to three. I said four. They can cut it to three by making the extra point.
But they're going for two. They would go up, only be down by two if they get this conversion.
Absolutely.
Pruitt's playing for the win here, guys. He's going to try to get the two-point through the onside kick.
Of course. Like I say, these Trojans, we told you coming in that they play to the final whistle. McGovern slides under center. He has Sears in the backfield. Puts the man in motion. And he gives it to Ingram. Ingram around the left side in for the two-point conversion. They have just cut it to 31-29 with 41 seconds to go. It's going to come down, Bill, to this kick right here. This kick. We have got to get this ball back. Taylor, do you have our Page Heating and Air live in-game stat drive recap?
Yes, sir, I do. That last drive for Coffey was 12 plays. They went 80 yards, 2 minutes and 18 seconds off the clock. Got the two-point conversion, 31-29 with 41 seconds to go in the ball game. Got an onside kick coming up. Coffey does not have any timeout. The Vikings have one timeout.
And Chambers for Coffey will be kicking that ball to our side of the field. He set it up on the far hash mark, and every time he does it, he kicks it back toward us. It's got to go 10 yards before Coffey can block, unless we engage him first. Here is the kick. High, high kick. We take it and fall on the ground. That was number 46, I believe, Bill. That would be Christian Parker. Falls on it at our own 46-yard line. 39 seconds to go. Coffey's out of timeout. We're going to run two plays, and we will come.
We only have to run two.
We have escaped a big, big comeback from the Trojans.
Question for you guys. How big is that turnover right before half now with about 9 seconds to go and then getting the field goal?
It's huge.
We go to a victory formation. Stevenson takes a snap, kneels, backs away. There's 35 seconds. See when they mark it ready for play. We will take one more snap. Nope. Coach is saying no. He just marked it ready for play.
Blew the whistle, guys, with about 23 seconds, so we do not have to snap it. That is the ball game, guys.
Our Lions Vikings will go to 8-0 on the year, 4-0 in the region. Coffey will go to 5-3. They'll go to 2-2. We will win it 31-29. And, Bill, I'm tipping my hat to the Coffey Trojans.
Absolutely. What a great ball game. 31-29 Vikings win, but not without a hard, hard fought battle against the folks from down 122 over 441. What a great game by the Coffey High Trojans.
Absolutely. Coffey scores 22 points in the fourth quarter.
We're going to keep it right here and see if Marty's going to get a word with Coach McPherson. Marty, if it looks like it's going to be a little while, give us a nod, and we'll take a quick break and get them afterwards. But, yeah, let's go ahead and take a 60-second break. A 60-second break. Vikings win 31-29. We'll be right back after this.
Back at Martin Stadium. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach Randy McPherson.
Hang on one second, guys. He's getting his congratulatory hug from the First Lady of the Vikings. Coach, I just heard you say, and that's exactly right, a win is a win, right?
Yes, sir. A win is a win, boy. I tell you, they have some plays up their sleeve now, I'm telling you. They, caught us off guard, jumped right back in the middle of the game now.
And they didn't give up. They kept fighting, but so did your team. They responded when they had to. Coach, you got to be happy. All year you've said that the region championship's on the line each week. You won another region game, so you're still in the chance to get that region championship.
You're right. I mean, obviously we got some work to do, but that's not a bad thing right now either, you know. We got to get better. We got to get out there on Monday and get to work. But I tell you, you can't take nothing from Coach Pruitt and Coffey. I mean, heck, they know what they're doing too.
Yes, they do, Coach. And, of course, we talked at halftime about Tyquan Lang. He finished with 61 yards rushing, four tackles, two pass breakups, 89 down. Just a great game by that young man, wasn't it?
We love that boy. I'm telling you, he is a player.
Coaches.
And he'll be playing next year somewhere.
Well, job tonight. Good luck next week. Congratulations.
And, Marty, thank you for that.
Equipment Parts Supply, Coach's Spotlight.
My mind just went blank. And you have got us a player?
I do, guys, but he's making his way down here. It looks like he just got through talking to our friends, the newspaper. And so let me see if I can't get a word with Mr. Tyquan Lang, who had just such a great game tonight, and who Coach Mack just said that he loves him. Well, Tyquan, this is about the fourth week in a row we've got a chance to talk with you, whether it be at the Coach McPherson Show or after the game. Another great performance by you and by your Vikings, and I know you're glad to get the win.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's good when you can come out with a win, you know, after you came out and played hard the whole game.
Tyquan, you had an 89-yard touchdown earlier that responded to one of their scores. Walk us through that return, and what did you see, and how did it feel to get that touchdown?
My kick return team made a block, you know, and I seen a hole, and I was gone.
Now, Tyquan, y'all are now still undefeated in the region, got two games left. You know, what is the attitude of this team looking forward? I know y'all are trying to get that region championship.
Oh, yeah. We got to come out next week. You know, we got Tiffin. We got to come out and play hard.
Now, Tyquan, last question. I saw you come out the field holding your hand a little bit. How you feeling? Is your hand going to be okay? Are you going to be ready to go next week?
Oh, yeah. I'm real good.
Good job. Well, Tyquan, great job tonight. On senior night, all our seniors play well. And, of course, we're very proud of Tyquan and the rest of the senior class just for doing a great job and coming out with another big region victory, even though it was a little closer than we would have liked.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment supply.
Equipment parts supply.
Player spotlight. Player spotlight. Vikings win 31-29 to go to 8-0 on the year, 4-0 in the region. Coffey drops to 5-3 overall, 2-2 in the region. We'll take a two-minute break and come back and recap this ball game for you. You are listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at Martin Stadium, Vikings win it 31-29 to extend their winning streak over Coffey to 10 games. Coach McPherson 10-0 against the Trojans. Real quickly, we're going to give you some finals from around our area. Valdosta beats Tiff 42-7. Colquitt beats Brunswick 44-26. Fitzgerald over Berrien 42-18. Brooks beats Pelham 42-6. Wilcox over Clinch 33-7. It is Irwin 37, Lanier 19. It is Early 17, Thomasville 14. TCC, Thomas County Central beats Lee 34-28. And Valwood rolls over Westwood. And boy, that's a big, big win for Coach Henderson. 48-18. Our region standings are now like this. Lowndes 8-0, 4-0 in the region. And it is Camden 7-0, 3-0 in the region. Now, Camden will be at Brunswick next week. Our Vikings will play Tift. Tift is 2-6 and 0-4 in the region. Coffee drops to 5-3, 2-2, and they go to Colquitt, who won tonight. Colquitt is 5-2 and 2-1. It was a big, big, big night for our Lions High Vikings here on senior night. I want to remind everybody we are headed towards Tifton next Friday night. The Vikings will travel to Tifton to play the Tift County High School. Kickoff is set for 8 p.m. at Brody Field. Tickets for this game are on sale. Tickets are $7 each, and it's all general admission seating. Tickets in advance are $7. At the gate will be $8. They will be purchased from the ticket office located in the Board of Education Annex at 1592 Norman Drive. Ticket office hours are 12:30 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday and from 9 a.m. to noon on Friday. And I was looking for Marty. I don't see him anywhere. Taylor, let's go to our Page Heating and Air, the game recap stats.
Thank you, Wes. The Page Heating and Air stat report in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union postgame report. Score tonight was Lowndes 31, Coffee High 29. Total first downs tonight, Coffee had 17, Vikings had 14. Total rushing attempts for the Trojans, 37 attempts for 126 yards. Vikings had 36 attempts for 208 yards. Passing tonight, Coffee was 13 of 27 for 181 yards passing. The Vikings were 3 of 6 for 70 yards passing with one interception. Total offensive plays tonight, the Trojans ran 64 plays for a total of 307 yards. Vikings ran 42 plays for a total of 278 yards. There were no fumbles returned. There were some fumbles, though. Coffee fumbled twice, losing one of them. Lowndes did not fumble tonight. There was one interception returned by Coffee for 26 yards. There were five punts tonight by Coffee for a total of, for an average of 42.4 yards. Vikings punted four times tonight for an average of 42.3 yards. Time of possession tonight, Coffee, 23 minutes and 59 seconds. Vikings, 21 minutes and 14 seconds. Third down conversions tonight for the Vikings. Four third down conversions out of nine. Coffee was 8 of 16 on third down. Fourth down conversions for Coffee, 3 of 3. The Vikings were 0 of 0 for fourth down conversions. The Vikings had three sacks tonight for a total of 16 yards lost. Coffee did not have a sack tonight. Leading rushers tonight for the Vikings, Nick Bergman, 12 attempts for 83 yards. His longest of the night was 22 yards. Taquan Lang had 8 attempts for 61 yards. Amai Brown had 6 attempts for 30 yards. Kevin Orr had 4 attempts for 17 yards. On the night, Alex Stevenson was 3 of 5 for 70 yards with one interception. His longest of the night was 29 yards. Taquan Lang also threw a halfback pass tonight. It was incomplete. Leading receiver tonight was Nick Bergman. He had one reception for 29 yards. Brandon Roberts had one reception for 28 yards. Malik Roberts had one reception for 13 yards. Moving over to the defensive side of the ball. Leading defenders tonight for the Vikings, Taquan Lang had 4 solo tackles. Trey Jackson had 5 solo tackles. Brandon Roberts had 5 solo tackles. D'Angelo Edmond had 4 solo tackles. Score recap by the quarters. No points were scored in the first half. Coffee scored 7 in the second. Lowndes scored 24 in the second. Third quarter play, Coffee had no points in the third quarter. Lowndes had 7 points in the third quarter. Coffee had 22 points in the fourth quarter, and Lowndes had no points in the fourth quarter. Final from Martin Stadium. Vikings hang on to win a late surge by Coffee, 31-29, and move to 8-0 on the season.
All righty, let's go down to Marty Rogers. Marty, your thoughts.
Guys, it was a lot closer than we would have liked, but our team was dealt a little adversity there late in the game, and they held on. And as Coach McPherson said, a win is a win, and we're still undefeated. And at the end of the day, we look back, and we have that check mark in the win column, and that's what really matters. Got to give a lot of credit to the Coffee High Trojans. They came out tonight and they played hard. They did not give up and they just kept fighting and fighting. Defense seemed to get better as the game went on, even as they lost their leader in Zach Moore. They continued to play extremely well and really just started shutting down our offense. And so you gotta tip your hat to them, as you said, Wes, earlier. The quarterback, Keenan McGovern, he just got better as the game went on as well, and completed some big passes there in the second half. And just, you know, you gotta give them a lot of credit for keeping fighting and making this game close. But again, our Vikings get the W, get the win. Defense overall, I thought played pretty well. As Coach McPherson said, there's some work they can do, but an offense made the plays when we had to. Alex, again, was pretty accurate tonight, other than his pick. And, we did really well. And Nick Bergman, of course, had another tough night, for him. He did good there. Didn't get the big run that he's had the last few weeks or the rest of the year, but he almost broke a couple. And, just a good night to be overall to be a Viking looking back on it, because we'll take a win anytime.
All right, let's go down to Taylor.
Great job for three quarters tonight by the Vikings. Played really well. Got to give a lot of credit to Tyquan Lang. Four total touchdowns, the 89-yard kick return. Really responded well to a drive that Coffey pieced together nicely. Got to give credit to our offensive line. No sacks given up tonight. One of our impact players Marty had was the Trevor Scarborough. He did a great job protecting that middle. Did a good job on defense, I thought, for three quarters. We really got away from us there in the fourth quarter on the defensive side of the ball, but you can't take anything away from Coffey and their willingness to not give up. Defensively, D'Angelo Edmonds did a good job. Trey Jackson did a good job. Overall, lucky to get out of here with a victory. We'll take it. Hopefully, those 29 points, 22 in the fourth, will not come down to bite us down the road. We'll see. But good job tonight by the Vikings, hanging on to win 31-29.
Fellas, a win is a win is a win. A very tough football team, and I'm exhausted like y'all are exhausted, and I'm ready to get out of here. Next week, let's remind everybody, Tuesday night, the Lions High Coaches Show, Randy McPherson Coaches Show at the Holiday Inn Conference Center. We'll be on the air at 6:45. With Coach Mack will sit down at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about this game and the upcoming game against the Tift County Blue Devils as we travel up to Brody Field. And, of course, this win tonight has assured us of at least the third spot in the region and a playoff spot. And that's the first thing you fight for, to get into the playoffs. Do it by remaining undefeated. We're still in the hunt for that region title. Big, big game. Lots of big plays. 2,200 unanswered points in the fourth quarter by the Trojans. But our Vikings hold on. And we'll go to the house with a win. And that's what matters.
Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Time to say goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It has been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, and for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to the Lowndes High Vikings as they win 31-29 here at Martin Stadium over the Coffey County Trojans. You've been listening to Lowndes High Viking football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.